There's an old saying, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. At Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Services, we treasure Chicagoland, which is why we've put our heart and soul into keeping it clean for over 80 years. An American-built company, we specialize in removing and recycling refuse so that you can proudly call the Windy City home. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Services. Our trucks of green keep Chicagoland clean. For service, visit floodbrothersdisposal.com.
What would happen if you suddenly lost your electricity or your natural gas, even your cable TV, because a neighbor didn't contact Julie before starting a digging project? From trees and mailbox posts to fences and decks, remember to contact Julie before you dig. Know what's below. Contact Julie 2 business days before you start. Simply call 811 or go online at IllinoisOneCall.com. It's a free service. It's smart and it's the law.
Bears fans, now through November 1st, Dr. Pepper, the official soft drink of the Chicago Bears, is giving you the chance to win a one-of-a-kind Bears fan experience. One lucky fan and 3 guests will win VIP treatment, including lunch at Halas Hall, a private tour of Soldier Field, VIP tickets to the Bears 49ers game on December 6th, on-field access, a pregame VIP tunnel experience, $400 in Bears bucks, and much more. For complete rules and to enter, log on to chicagobears.com/Dr. Pepper. Presented by Dr. Pepper. Always one of a kind.
22nd.
Bears lose game one to the Packers. Get a full recap of the game and a look ahead to game two versus the Cardinals on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Let's go! Scoreboard update.
Pleasant good afternoon. It's 1 o'clock, and from the Score Update studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Lots of injury news on this Monday following the first full day of action in the NFL. Dallas wide receiver Dez Bryant out 4 to 6 weeks with a broken foot. Washington wide receiver DeSean Jackson out 3 to 4 weeks with a hamstring injury. Baltimore linebacker Terrell Suggs, he's already done for the season with a torn Achilles tendon. And then there's the Oakland Raiders, who are really banged up as both their safeties, Nate Allen and Charles Woodson, got injured yesterday, as did quarterback Derek Carr with a hand injury, and the Raiders have already contacted Christian Ponder. Forbes magazine is out with its valuations of all the NFL teams, with all of them over $1 billion. Dallas leading the way at $4 billion, with the Bears number 8 on the list at $2.45 billion. College football, Northwestern number 23 in the AP poll, where Ohio State is still a solid number 1. And in pro basketball, the Milwaukee Bucks have extended the contract of general manager John Hammond, and the Bulls open up their training camp 2 weeks from tomorrow. Thursday night football is back, and it kicks off this Thursday on CBS and the NFL Network. The Denver Broncos kicking it off against the Kansas City Chiefs, with both looking to jumpstart their seasons. Football starts here Thursday night on CBS and the NFL Network. This scoreboard update brought to you by Sullivan Steakhouse. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the radio home for Bear fans on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Northwestern Football, Chicago's Big Ten team. For tickets, visit NUSports.com.
Boars and Bernstein.
Tangleberry.
Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
Put it on while it's on. That's what I do. A very pleasant good afternoon. Going to make you several promises for the next, oh my God, 5 hours or thereabouts. We're going to do the best we can. And keep me informed, entertained. Brass Abbey, alive and two along the way. London persists robbing at someone's back door.
Well, Mully's happy.
This is radio's best combination of
embarrassing, atrocious, despicable, pathetic, asinine.
I'm Terry Bores.
And I'm Matt Vaticola in for Dan B today. So it's actually radio's second best combination.
Yeah, oh, so my apologies. No, I don't think so. No, I think it's fine.
We'll get things started for you.
I'm not dead yet.
Right at 1:15. No, I meant you and anyway.
No,
1:15. We're going to have a John Fox's press conference. We'll carry that for you. Welcome into Bears Monday, brought to you by the Ed Napleton Auto Group. Happy to have the first of the season here. And Dan's back tomorrow. He's out today doing things, Dan B, but he's back for you tomorrow, everyone. So pleasantly surprised about yesterday's game. We'll have plenty of time to get into it with you. We'll have the John Fox press conference at 1:15. At 2 o'clock, Matt Bowen will tell us what he saw in yesterday's loss to the Green Bay Packers, which means plenty of time for your thoughts, your phone calls, your texts, your emails about the game. That's all we have scheduled. Fox, 1:15, Matt Bowen at 2. There is no second half today, no other guests scheduled as of right now. So lots of time for you on this Bears Monday. Once again, brought to you by the Ed Napleton Auto Group. Glad to be in here for this this Monday, Bears Packers.
Is it a momentous occasion?
I don't think it's a
momentous occasion. It's John Fox's first game, and the Bears aren't completely dead.
No,
I think that's a positive.
Yeah, I was pretty happy with what I saw yesterday, Terry, because it looked a lot better. And I think, really, for me, the bottom line of it is when you have NFL-quality players with NFL-quality coaching staff, that's what happens.
That's what happens, yeah. And that's what's been happening during the entire course of training camp, as we've tried to tell you, that there's a whole different world between Dr. Death and John Fox. None of that nonsense, none of that crap, none of that stuff that went on with Mark Trestman is ever going to happen with John Fox.
Right.
And if it does happen, somebody's going to be at the door. So it's very simple.
And it was pretty telling what we heard from Matt Forte yesterday in the post game. We'll get to that sometimes on the station today. And was just pretty amazed when I heard him say it yesterday. There's some audio from Jay Cutler we'll get into as well. I want us to listen to. And also something interesting from Tom Thayer this morning with Mully and Hanley. I want to get your thoughts on what he had to say about Kyle Long and the future of the offensive line. This segment on The Score is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. The phone number here is 312-644-67. You can text us anytime you want at 670-11. Keep in mind that message and data rates may apply. And text on The Score always brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com. You can email the show today only, matt@670thescore.com. Follow on Twitter, Boers_Bernstein. I'm at Matt Abaticola if you want to follow along. And you can listen online at 670thescore.com or, of course, using the radio.com mobile app to hear the show while you're away from a radio.
That's what we offer you. We offer you several different ways to catch a Bears Monday.
And our production staff today is headed up by Chris Tannehill.
Alshon Jeffrey, he was dealing with a strained calf throughout most of August. The Bears have said he will be on a pitch count today.
Wait a minute. What? What? What are you? What? And she used it more than once, it was said.
Did she really? Yeah. See, I didn't
count
hear
at least twice. Yeah.
That, yeah.
Yeah. I wasn't aware of that. Did you know that?
I did not know that he was on a pitch count.
Right away, you found something out you didn't know.
Another great broadcast from the number one team.
He is Captain Indestructo.
And you can follow Chris on Twitter at Chris Tannehill. And today he's assisted by Rick Camp.
The notorious Conor McGregor is back.
That was very good on your part.
Thank you, my friend. Been watching a lot of Ray Donovan. Well, how do the Bears answer?
Oh, yeah. That just kept going, huh?
He is my starting right guard.
A lot of real thick accents in Ray Donovan.
Not that I'm aware of.
I think the only guy with the thing is Avi Rudin. Yeah, that's about it.
I'm not aware of, like, it's actually...
I was like, yeah, who has the Irish accent?
Right, I mean...
Nobody does.
They're from Boston.
Yeah, they're from Boston.
But they're from Boston.
They're Irish-Americans.
Yeah.
Well, most of them, two of them don't make any sense at all. You don't even know what they're talking about. It doesn't make any difference what their accent is. Still a great show, though.
Oh, still a great show.
Oh, my God.
Last night gave us a great drop, too. I don't know if you caught it at the start of the show here when Tanny played it for you.
Hey, Uncle Terry.
Hey, kiddo.
I did not catch that.
I got a text from Tanny about it. And I'm like, you know what? She did say that. I did hear it.
Hey, Uncle Terry.
And, you know, I was almost going to text him and be like, hey, we should pull that. And I was like, why would I even bother saying that? He's going to pull it already.
He's going to pull it?
Yeah, well, he pulls it all show.
Yep.
Hey, Uncle Terry.
And you can follow our guy Rick Camp on Twitter at RickCamp670. He's on loan from Hit and Run, which is dead because baseball's over in this town.
It is?
We'll talk a little baseball as well.
Why? I didn't know that.
You didn't know?
Didn't know baseball's dead. No.
Once Hit and Run ends, baseball's over in this town.
That's it? September comes and you guys are out of business?
Done. Donezo. All right, let's take a quick break. We're going to have the John Fox press conference coming up, and then we'll get into your thoughts on this Bears Monday. It's brought to you by the Ed Napleton Automotive Group right here on The Score.
Cubs playoff push coverage on The Score is presented by Budweiser, official beer of the Chicago Cubs. Great times are waiting. Grab some Buds.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. It's almost impossible to believe that Moses Malone is dead. Impossible to believe, not because he was only 60 years old when he was found in his bed on Sunday morning, but because he was such a remarkable force of nature. He wasn't just one of basketball's great players. He's one of four men to score more than 25,000 points and grab more than 15,000 rebounds. He was one of the game's great characters. He's remembered most for his famous faux pronouncement before the 1983 Philadelphia 76ers won the NBA title in faux-five-faux, but he was always eminently quotable, an occasionally reticent talker who always had something to say when he decided to speak. He was the first high school player to jump straight from high school to the pros, signing with the ABA Utah Stars in 1975 and played for 20 years. His was an amazing life. I'm John Feinstein.
For quality auto parts for your vehicle? Shop one of the 102 Chicagoland O'Reilly Auto Parts stores. You'll find we have convenient locations, thousands of brand name products in stock, extended store hours, everyday low prices, and well-trained professional parts people. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Right now, the Home Depot has Traffic Master Allure Grip Strip Vinyl Flooring starting at just $1.79 a square foot. So let's do flooring that's as easy to install as it is to afford. You get the look and feel of hardwood without any gluing. Just cut and lay down the vinyl. No hassle, no joke. Let's do this. The Traffic Master Allure Vinyl Flooring starting at $1.79. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Click the banner ad to get started.
This September, bring your family to one of Chicagoland's best values. NASCAR.